say. Yes. Yes. Please, Reverence. Perhaps you need to hear. Sometimes I think you need to hear what I hear. Clasp your hands. And you'd know just a little bit, maybe, of what I have to deal with. Spirit that is speaking to me, I energize you. I give you energy now to speak with a audible voice what I'm hearing in my ear. As you spoke in the original to Paul, a voice came. As you appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration, I say, Spirit, that's in that lost world, speak with an audible voice. Louder, my dear. Louder. Louder. You're speaking in Russian. You're saying, forgive me. Be not angry. I forgive you. We are in America, in this incarnation. We're in America. Speak English. Help me. Lenin, yes, I understand. Look around, if you wish. Have mercy. Just reverence. Have mercy. You're a betrayer of mine. You betrayed me. When did you betray me? Galilee, I'm not sure it was distinguishable to them, but you're saying you betrayed me in 1917? Yes. What do you wish me to do for you, child? You need a body. Clasp your hands. As it was on the day when I gave a double portion of the Elisha spirit, a part of the spirit, there is someone here that this soul belongs to. You're not integrated, and that's why you're having trouble in your mind. I will not call you out. Close your eyes now, I ask you. I speak the word. And perhaps when it comes, that spirit comes out of the ether plane and comes into its body and integrates, there will be no doubt some gasping. So be very quiet. As I, Lenin, Jesus, Buddha, the Bab, God Almighty, I free that spirit from the loneliness of that ether world and integrate it in its body here. Integrated. You may be seated.